Well, plans for this afternoon's video have obviously changed. I intended on showing you guys how MSNBC has completely gone off the deep end with conspiracy theories and rhetoric. Had all my video clips downloaded, I had my notes prepared. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow morning, because another story caught my attention this afternoon. There is a storm brewing right now in sports media. Right now, just a mild tropical storm. But over the next 24 hours, it's going to strengthen into a hurricane. By Wednesday, it's going to make landfall, and it wouldn't surprise me if the storm sits on top of us, drenching us in mythical racism for the rest of the week. When I received the notification that the Indianapolis Colts brought in Jeff Saturday to replace Frank Reich, I already knew where this was going. If there's one somewhat positive thing I can say about the mainstream media, they are consistent. Now, most of the time, they're consistent with the bullshit, but at least they are consistent. It's easy to predict their overreactions. A couple of weeks ago, I received a call from my friend who owns the sports books that I help manage. He also owns other businesses. He lives in a beach town that's heavily reliant on tourism. He owns a rental-type business down there. He owns several storage facilities, parking lots, things like that. He's looking to expand his portfolio. He found an opportunity where he could purchase a group of Ace Hardware locations. I think it was 3, maybe 4 locations that were included in the deal. The asking price was reasonable. To be honest with you, it was a good deal. So he calls me up. He's telling me about the details. And then he asked me, would you consider coming on as my vice president and overseeing all the locations? Before he could even get the word consider out of his mouth, my response was no. He was a little taken aback by my reply. I think I kind of offended him, which was not my intent. But he said, give me your price. How much do I need to pay you to convince you to do this? He offered me a considerable amount of money. Most people wouldn't have hesitated to accept the deal. But I told him no. I said, my freedom is not for sale. I busted my ass for 3 years to get to this point where I wake up every morning when I want to wake up. I get to do what I love every day and I get paid to do it. I busted my ass a long time to get here. Why would I give that up? So we go back and forth for a few minutes. He's trying his best to convince me, which is what he's supposed to be doing. Finally, I stop and I'm like, dude, why do you want me working for you? I don't want to do it. I won't be happy. I won't be committed to you like I'm committed to my channel. It's just not going to work out. Why can't you just hire someone with more experience, go through, I don't know, a recruiting service that specializes in executive management positions, find someone that's more qualified than I am, and more importantly, more willing than I am to do the job? Now, his response to me was interesting because it gives you a brief insight into the mentality of a business owner. He said, KC, I am about to invest millions of dollars into this business. I need someone I can trust to run it. Keyword, trust. Trust is something that often gets overlooked in the world of business. According to the shitbucks in the media who have never owned or operated a real business, the hiring process should look like this. First, you consider the race of the applicants. If you have 3 levels of management and evil white people occupy 2 of those levels, the position should automatically go to a minority candidate. When reviewing minority candidates, you first consider their education. You want to make sure they graduated from Woke U. You then consider qualifications. For example, are they proficient in squeezing Don's lemons? Do they know how to properly apply Preparation H to a roid-ravished bongo? How quickly can they produce a Molotov cocktail? You know, the important stuff in business. Once you find a candidate that meets all these qualifications, you immediately hire them to run a multi-billion dollar hedge fund because they're qualified. But that's not how it works in the real world. There's an old saying in business. It's not what you know, it's who you know. That statement is true. Now, when most people hear that statement, they think of nepotism. Oh, he only got the job because he plays golf with the owner on weekends. Yeah, that's partially true. But the real reason he got the job is because he's built a level of trust with the boss or the owner. You can teach job duties. You can teach qualifications. You can't teach trust. You either have it with someone or you don't. Now, the media is going to use Jeff Saturday as another example of white privilege, another example of mythical racism in the NFL. But once again, this is something that has absolutely nothing to do with race. First, let me show you how ESPN made this announcement. Jeff Saturday has been exposed to the filth at ESPN for the past 10 years, a decade of service at the worldwide leader in woke. Now, you would think in 10 years that he's made a lot of friends at the network, but after watching how they announced this news, I think it's safe to assume Jeff Saturday has no friends at ESPN. I was expecting to hear congratulations. I was expecting to hear things like, we're going to miss him. He was a great colleague. Watching SportsCenter this afternoon, it was like the eulogy at a fucking funeral. I thought we had rewinded the clock to last Friday and we were eulogizing the media career of Tiffer the Bongo Sniffer. Watch how Hannah Storm and I don't know the other dude's name. Since he works at ESPN, I would assume his pronouns are shit fuck, so we'll just go with that. Watch how Hannah Storm and shit fuck make the announcement that Jeff Saturday was hired by the Colts.
The shocking twist to that story,
yes,
is that our colleague Jeff Saturday, who actually was supposed to appear on this program tomorrow as part of his regular duties with ESPN, he has been named the interim head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Jeff Saturday, who played with the Colts for, mm-hmm, what, 13 seasons, won a Super Bowl
with them, yes,
with Peyton Manning as they beat the Bears in Super Bowl 41, five-time Pro Bowler there, but no coaching experience other than coaching a high school in Georgia. So our colleague Jeff Saturday has now been named the interim head coach, despite the fact that Gus Bradley, a former NFL head coach with a lot of experience, sits on that staff as defensive coordinator. Obviously, within the last few weeks, they've fired their offensive, mm-hmm, coordinator and now their head coach, Frank Reich. So Jeff Saturday and Jim Irsay did confirm that report by Adam Schefter. He's the interim head coach.
Did you see what Hannah Storm did there? And look, I'm not blaming her. Hannah Storm is just doing her job. She's reading off a teleprompter. But did you catch it? There was one little statement she made that will be the crux of the media's argument against the hiring of Jeff Saturday. Outside of coaching peewee football in the state of Georgia, Jeff Saturday has no coaching experience. The media onslaught is just beginning. It will take them a few hours to get all their propaganda together. It will likely be in full force by tomorrow morning when Stephen A. Smith pollutes the airwaves on Woke Take. But the fake outrage has already begun on Twitter. Check it out for yourself. Let me introduce you to J.P. Acosta. He is the proud owner of a freshly paid for blue check mark. I like his play on words here, turning the word quite into white. JP is a writer for SB Nation, meaning he spends weekends alone with his emotional support shovel. Check out this fake outrage from some birthing person named Kolb. Kolb has a gender-neutral name with what looks to be a nice corn on the cob in the background of his Twitter picture. I'm sure he finds interesting ways to utilize that cob. Here's another from Roger Sherman. Sherman is a self-described professional internetsman. Translation? He sits on Twitter all day looking for something to offend him while waiting for the next highly anticipated shirtless selfie from Chris Cuomo. Headline at Sports Illustrated, Jeff Saturday hiring is crushing defeat for many coaches. Other rags like Fansided and The Comeback, they are also making this a racial issue. It also doesn't help that the fucking NFL Network, the league, owns the network. And they are making this an issue of race. Listen to what Ian Rappaport said when they broke the story. Roll the film.
Imagine being a very qualified minority candidate and seeing Jeff Saturday hired as interim coach with literally no experience except being a high school coach in Georgia. I mean, it's mind-boggling, and it's, you know, if there's frustration around the league from really qualified assistants, coordinators, especially those who are minorities. With this, certainly all of that is understandable, and no doubt we are going to be hearing more about that, as we should.
First of all, what minority candidates were overlooked here? It's the middle of the season. It's not like Jim Irsay could go interview Eric Bieniemy or Anthony Lynn, but KC, the Colts could have promoted Reggie Wayne. Sure, they could have. I mean, Reggie Wayne is the wide receivers coach in Indianapolis, but here's the thing. The Colts don't have an issue at receiver. They don't have an issue at running back. They don't have a problem defensively. Statistically speaking, they have a top five defense. What is the biggest problem right now in Indianapolis? Their offensive line. The Colts have the worst offensive line in the league. They make the Bengals line look good. They've allowed Joe Burrow to be sacked over 100 times in 2 years. Jeff Saturday played the center position in Indianapolis for 13 years. The center, the most important position on the offensive line. He's basically an extension of the quarterback. Now, does that mean Jeff Saturday is qualified to be a head coach in the NFL? No! But it's not always about qualifications. It damn sure ain't about race. Jim Irsay has known Jeff Saturday for over 20 years. That is 2 decades of building a foundation of trust. Why did Todd Bowles get the job in Tampa? It damn sure wasn't his coaching pedigree. The dude wins less than 40% of his games, so why did he get the job? Because Bruce Arians had a level of trust in him. It's strange how the media likes to bring up things like qualifications, things like experience, when it fits their narrative. You know, I didn't hear anyone complaining about the inexperience of Chauncey Billups when Portland hired him to be their head coach. He was the assistant coach with the Clippers for one season. That's the only coaching experience he had when he was hired by Portland. You know how much coaching experience Jason Kidd had when the Nets hired him in 2013? None. Derek Fisher was hired by the Knicks in 2014. No coaching experience. You know why Derek Fisher was hired? His relationship with Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson coached him in Los Angeles. He knew he could trust him. Not one fucking time did we see the media complain about NBA teams overlooking more qualified white coaches. Stan Van Gundy, for example, he was available in 2014. How come the Knicks didn't give him the opportunity? He took the Magic to the NBA Finals. I mean, on paper, he was more qualified than Derek Fisher. The sports media, they only complain about mythical racism if it pertains to coaching positions in the NFL. Now, do I think Jeff Saturday is qualified to be a head coach? No. Do I think he will be the head coach next season in Indianapolis? No. I think Jim Irsay brought him in to fix the issues on the offensive line. By January, Jeff Saturday will be gone or, you know, maybe bumped down to offensive line coach. But just think about this for a second. The Colts season, I mean, they're 2 games out of first. They're 3-5, but let's be real here. The Colts season's all but over. Let's pretend for a second Jim Irsay promoted Reggie Wayne to head coach. The Colts go 0-7 to close out the year. At the end of the season, he fires Reggie Wayne, hires a white head coach. What would the media headlines be? Reggie Wayne wasn't given a fair chance. They replaced him with an unqualified white man. There's never a winning scenario with these people. They're always going to find something to complain about. The hiring of Jeff Saturday has absolutely nothing to do with race. He fills an immediate need for the Colts, and he's someone ownership can trust. It's that simple. But let me know what you think. The hiring of Jeff Saturday, it's weird. It's weird. I know. There's no doubt about it. But does this prove white privilege in the NFL? Does this prove mythical racism in the NFL? Give me your thoughts. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.